Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm David Marsden from the Evening Standard. Follow the leader or hit subscribe and you'll get our news, analysis and commentary every day at 4 p.m. Give us a rating wherever you get your podcast to. Now, from the Evening Standard in London, this is the leader. The chimes of Big Ben have barely been heard since repairs to Elizabeth Tower at the Houses of Parliament began in 2017. It was last used to mark Armistice Day on November 11th. But this new year, the bell will ring out again. In fact, it'll go twice. Tested once at 11 p.m, which happens to be the moment Britain leaves the EU, and then again at midnight. And this is happening despite the Prime Minister warning people to stay away from Westminster as 2021 begins because of coronavirus restrictions. And if you want to know how severe the situation is, well, London's already in Tier 3, and now just look at the South East. Our political editor Joe Murphy's with me. Joe, a lot of that area's about to go into Tier 3.
Yeah, you're talking about millions of people going into Tier 3 in what you could loosely call a big chunk of London's commuter belt. So you've got all of Surrey, apart from Waverley, all of Buckinghamshire, Bedfordshire, the rest of Hertfordshire, Berkshire, Portsmouth and Gosport, and Peterborough for those long-haul commuters heading north.
That is, as you've said, millions of people. The Health Secretary is not making these decisions without reason, though. Coronavirus is on the rise in these areas.
Absolutely, and I've been going through a few. If you compare the end of November to the most recent data, then you find big increases in places like Woking, up from 184 cases per 100,000 to 279 cases per 100,000. Similar sort of rises in places like Surrey Heath from 121 to 228, Spelthorne from 118 to 247. Broadly, when you go over 200 cases per 100,000, you're really hitting the sort of worrying alarm bells. Some places are nothing like that. Guildford has gone up from 101 to 157.7. But that kind of suggests to me that somewhere like that is a couple of weeks behind London, and we know what's happening in London. It's really grim. Brighton and Hove are up from a really, really low 55 to 97. So it's rising there, but of course they're staying in Tier 2 at the moment.
So with London already in Tier 3, those parts that you've talked about going into Tier 3, it's going to be a very quiet Christmas in the southeast of England, isn't it?
The hope among ministers is that it will be quiet. The fear among ministers is that people will be squeezing together. And they've just announced that Big Ben's going to ring in the new year for the first time since it went quiet for repairs on New Year's Eve, which means it's going to be a hard job to dissuade people from coming into Parliament Square and potentially spreading clouds of virus in the open air or on the travel routes in. It's a very tricky situation.
So this is really interesting because, of course, Boris Johnson's been saying no one should be gathering in large groups to see in the new year. But now you have Big Ben going off, which it's so rarely done in recent years, including a test, as they've called it, at 11 o'clock, which is, coincidentally, the moment that the UK leaves the European Union. Aren't they concerned that people are going to gather?
Well, this decision's been announced today by the Commons authorities rather than the government, and they are not encouraging crowds to come in. But it's the same old story. When there's a good event and not much else to do, how do you stop them?
We've full coverage of this story in the newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. Now, You probably think you know the world-famous tube map, originally designed by Harry Beck in 1931, but it is an ever-changing document. For example, more than two decades ago, the Thames Link Line was taken off it because the map was becoming a bit cluttered. But now it's making a return, and Thameslink's Jenny Saunders is here. Jenny, a lot of people have been asking for this for a long time, so why is it happening now?
Yeah, well, given the current situation with coronavirus and the need to socially distance, it's more important than ever that passengers have all of the options available to them and that they can find those options easily. So we've worked with Transport for London to do just that, putting all of the options in one place on the iconic tube map.
It is an iconic tube map. How's your line going to look on it?
Thameslink is going to be shown as a pink and white line running through the heart of central London, as well as into parts of the southeast of London and north of London, which have never appeared on the map before. So it definitely adds lots more options and lots more stations.
Must be quite exciting for you to see that.
Absolutely. We're delighted to have Thameslink back on the tube map. It's been over 20 years since we've been there, and it's brilliant news for passengers to provide them with all the options that they need.
Yeah, so how does this actually help people being able to see this line that presumably they know already exists?
Yeah, of course. It's a great addition for all passengers, and it gives so many more options for travel right through the middle of London. So, for example, from St Pancras to London Bridge, it's only 15 minutes on the Thameslink tube line, and the vast majority of Thameslink stations are also accessible. So it's a great option for anyone who needs step-free access for trains as well.
So it's been a couple of decades that you've been missing from the map. You're on it temporarily. Will you stay there permanently?
It's a great question. We've been added for 12 months to help with social distancing and to support the work on the Northern Tube Line. We think it would be great for passengers if it was there on a more permanent basis, but for now we're absolutely delighted to be there until the end of 2021.
And that's the leader. Keep up to date with our live blog, which you'll find at standard.co.uk. This podcast is back tomorrow.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.